Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to my voice. That's right. It is another exciting edition on our new time on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Inside the Movies and More. My name is Scott. I'm the host here of the show. Now, Don is my co-host, and it looks like he's out there scolding some books and learning some good things on what's going on in the world of pop culture. I know he's been trying to get in contact with Brian Williams over at NBC, but, you know, due to the sensation of Brian Williams' motives and his news career, it's very unlikely to get in contact with him now. But anyways, but Brian, if you hear my voice, you always have a spot here on Inside the Movies and More where you can voice your opinion. And feel free to do it, all right? So, Brian, if you hear this, buddy, come on down, Inside the Movies and More. Now, I can promise you this, we won't be able to pay you, because we're a little radio show. But come on down, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a great time here. It's going to be a very great time. So, you know, there is no lunch breaks, because we're only off 30 minutes. We don't have a dental plan, we don't have any of those things, but you can definitely come on down. We'd love to chat with you and talk to you, and hopefully maybe you can call us, because you ain't going to be the host. This guy is the host. You ain't going to be the host. So you can co-host with me, co-anchor. We'll actually be co-co-anchor, because Mr. Dawn is co-host. So anyways, enough of that. Ladies and gentlemen, this past weekend was the 40th. Anniversary in celebration of SNL. Now, for some of these people go, what the heck is SNL? And for those that are listening, you probably already know what SNL is. But for those that are listening for the first time, have lived under a rock, have never probably seen SNL, or probably even know the abbreviations, I'm so sorry that your parents deprived you from cable late night television. You most likely listening to this, you could be a what they call a rebel, what are those people out there? Amish, thank you. You'd be a rebel Amish listening to the first radio show. So if you're a rebel Amish and, you know, out there coming into the worldly world, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. First time tuning in. So, I mean, unless you're Amish, then you should know what SNL is, and hopefully you've already got to check out some SNL this past weekend. Now, what SNL stands for is Saturday Night Live. That's right, Saturday Night Live. And you can catch it on some crazy day called Saturday Night. So on Saturday Night, late night, you can catch a wonderful cast of comedians and musicians. They've been doing it for 40 years. And out of 40 years, some greats have come through those doors, such as Chevy Chase, such as Eddie Murphy, Jim Belushi, John Belushi, Bill Murray, and the list goes on, not to mention they've had also so many people host the show, and co-host the show, I think they have had two co-hosts, that it's just been, it's timeless, and it keeps going on. SNL, keep going there, pushing the envelope, and best wishes to you as well. And so if you're anyone from SNL listening to this show, they're like, God, that guy's great. We need to bring him on. Yes, I would love to one day host SNL. So if you hear my voice, I'm available. You know, shoot me an email. Now, you probably would shoot me an email at one of these locations. You're probably like, hey, where can I talk to this guy? I would love to get him on SNL. Well, you can find me on visimstudios.com under our contacts. Now, speaking of Vism Studios, Inside the Movies and More is part of the Vism Radio Network. And under that Vism Radio Network, we have a plethora. That's a $5 word right there. You can, you know, if you want to know what that means, look it up in a Webster Dictionary or tune in to Bibliocast on Saturdays at 6 p.m. where Mr. Don Theo will be bringing you the word of the day, as well as the show for writers and book readers and authors. So definitely check that out at 6 p.m. Now also on at 5 p.m. we also on Saturdays have Enlightened, Supernatural Enlightening Show that you can definitely tune into. And then, of course, we used to have Inside the Movies and More at 11, but now we're on a new time on Tuesdays at 11. Also on Tuesdays, you can also catch earlier at 6 p.m. Charlie Crime Buster. That's right, Crime Prevention, that you know it. Charlie takes you into the world of crime prevention. It's keeping your family safe through the craziness of this world. So, not to mention on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, if you're a sports enthusiast, of course, you have Two Men in a Sports Show. And then, of course, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, we have Your Trusty Football! Oi! That is a sports, Spanish sports show. So, yeah, you can check all those out at under our projects and at VismStudios.com. You can also download the Stitcher app, listen to us, our archive, or Blog Talk Live right now. So we got so many things we're doing here, so many things we're talking about, and let me tell you, an amazing weekend first of inside movies, the movie world. A lot of things are happening, you know, in the movie world, a lot, and let me tell you, it's kind of weird, you know. First off, they had like, at SNL, they had like a celebration, and they had everyone there paying homage. And I mean, definitely if you have Hulu Plus, check it out. It was like 3 hours long on a Sunday. So check it out. Watch it. It's great. I watch. It's awesome. But they had the cast of the Ghostbusters remake. Now, we have a segment now on Tuesday. It's called Trash Talking Tuesday. Well, we talk about it, and we give a little poo-poo statements on what we think is going to be garbage. Now, we all know that there has been press released out that the Ghostbusters are getting a reboot, and they're doing an all-girl cast. Now, people, now, first off, for any women that are listening to this show, I'm not against women at all. I'm not against women actors. So don't come at me with that little cockamamie scheme and think that I got something, you know, against women. I don't, okay? I think women are great. I think they're great talent. But what I have a problem with is when you take an iconic Americana franchise and you can't make a sequel because Bill Murray can't make up a mind if he's in or he's out or he's in or he's out. Harold Ramis died and, you know, Dan Aykroyd's beating his head against the wall and both of the script ain't great. So you're like, you know what? Ramis died and he was like one of the brainchilds of it. So let's go ahead and reboot the whole dang thing. You know? So they're going to do it. And they're going to make a women Ghostbusters cast. And that's cool. I got no problem with that. But I got a problem with the cast that they have. The cast that they casted for, some of them are not funny at all, okay? And I'm going to hold this as a grain of salt. If it gets to the point where you cannot continue on the franchise, there's no point in rebooting. But it's Hollywood, and Hollywood loves to take their cash cow and milk it for all it's got. But, hey, it's Hollywood. Big studio houses. So, that's all right. Indie market is growing rapidly and a lot of things are happening. Now, the Oscars is around the corner. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Oscars is this Sunday coming up. This Sunday. Now, we know it's a political war that goes on back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And really, it's not the people that vote to choose Oscar-worthy. It's the Academy. and it's all politics and stuff like that. But I do appreciate seeing some indie films, you know, really getting some recognition here. But personally, I'm very excited. I hope he wins because he deserves one. He's been deserving one for many years. And not just because of the performance of Birdman. It's because of his performance, period. And I really believe that Michael Keaton should be winning this Oscar this year. He deserves his Oscar, guys. He deserves it. So give it to him. Give it to him. Because the man has entertained us for decades. And he's done it very well. And he should deserve it whatsoever. Other than that, we all know probably American Sniper is going to win Best Picture. No shock on that. But let me tell you guys. Let me tell you. I'm going to cut this short here soon. Guys, I am just appalled of seeing that image of the Ghostbuster reboot girls. I'm just appalled. I think that's messed up. You know, and I think that's just wrong to reboot an iconic franchise with one-liners that were so hilarious. So anyway, so going on, I have to say this with deep, 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 deep excitement. You know, I was going to say sadness. Not wrong again, wrong-o. Deep excitement. Yeah, the excitement is here. And the excitement has raised. And the excitement is truly very exciting. And that is Zoolander Television Productions! Woohoo! Bring on Zoolander! That's right, Ben Stiller, the whole cast is back. And I'm so excited here. Now, give me one second. I think Mr. Don having coming in here. Give me a second. Yeah, well, I'm by the way, one moment here. I think he's coming in here. All right, give me a second here. Now, you hear me a little, your little chime. Your little chime. That was a chime because I think he's coming in here. So, he's asked me a crazy question. Now, he's been in the crazy lab working away with $5 words. So, you know, the $5 words, I love them. So, so excited. And I can't wait for him to jump on this little lovely chat thing here with us. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Put a $5 foot-long sub sandwich down and start put a round of applause. Woo! Mr. Don Theo has graced us with his presence. Hello there.
Mr. Hey, what's happening, buddy? What's going on? Yeah.
Woo! Let me tell you, I'm pumped. SNL 40-year anniversary. I'll tell the people. I got to go back and watch it today on Hulu Plus, and I was loving every minute of it. Every minute of it. I couldn't get.
Well, what's what is 4 hours times 60? Because that's how many minutes it would have been. It was a long, long show. But you know, there were several people that were rumored to have been slated for the show that we never saw. So I think they just anybody that's famous in like all of California or New York was there at Studio 8H on Sunday night.
Yes.
It was insane.
It was insane. Hey, I gotta say this line real quick. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. Oh, it was good to see everyone, and it was good to see Dana Carvey because where the heck have he been? He's not been anywhere. So to see that iconic comedian back on, you know, prime time, SNL, was good to see him. You know, it's also Mike Myers, but Mike Myers, he's got so much money. Dana Carvey, I don't know. So,
you know, it's funny because both of those guys are just huge comedy stars, and they are so because of their work on SNL and especially Wayne's World. But we don't see them much anymore. Now, I've seen Dana Carvey pop up, every now and then, once every like year or two, on a late night talk show, and he's still incredible. I mean, he still does these great, you know, political impersonations and everything else. And like you said with Mike Myers, it's like, you know, he doesn't really need to even get out of the bed for more than, for less than $75,000 these days. So not like he needs to work, but yeah, it was kind of really cool to see, and they kind of saved that towards the end. I think a lot of people kind of maybe hoping for a little Wayne's World thing, and yeah, they kind of saved that for the end. It was really, you know, what was interesting to me about that special was that they, you know, there was maybe, I think there was somewhere between 6 and 8 actual live sketches. You know, it was pretty much just kind of throwbacks to all these other sketches. And if you had, like, been born in a cocoon or something like that, and you'd never seen SNL, half the stuff they were showing would make no sense to you. It'd just be these crazy people in wigs, you know, getting lots of laughs. But if, you know, like most people, you grew up watching SNL, then you would see these, you know, it would be these little cuts of just little snippets of a sketch or a scene, and you would laugh because it brought you back to the remembrance of that sketch.
Oh,
you know, like the Chris Farley and the van down by the river and things like that. I mean, they didn't have much time to go into every single sketch that's been done, so they had to kind of just do like these little throwbacks and catchphrases. I thought it was really interesting. It was nostalgic.
How did you like Opera Man?
You know, Opera Man's okay to me. I was never really a big Opera Man fan. Right around the same time, Phil Hartman was doing the Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer sketches, to where he was this caveman lawyer, and he would show up in this really nice Armani suit, but he'd have like a Cro-Magnon head and, you know, this big caveman haircut, and his standard shtick was like a, but what do I know? I'm just a caveman, you know. I see these things, and I just want to, like, run to the hills in my BMW and things. And, I mean, Phil Hartman brought so much to the show. He really did. So I kind of liked seeing the Phil Hartman flashbacks. But, man, there was just, you know, it's funny because they went at, like, 3.5, close to 4 hours, but there was still a lot of stuff that they weren't even able to. You talk about 40 years. You know, almost half a century that these guys have been doing this thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one thing I said earlier before, you know, you know, I told people that you were, you know, going to bring in some good $5 words here, so it took you a little bit longer to get on the show. But what I was telling people here was that everybody knew who SNL was, and everybody, when it came to SNL, unless you're Amish, you knew SNL. And even now, the Amish that are, like, rebelling and want to go into the real world, they now know SNL. You know, SNL paved way for so many comedians, but not even just, you know, not even for people that were on the show, okay? Because you had all those comedians say, well, if it wasn't for SNL, you know, it inspired me to become a comedian. Now I'm on SNL, and I was on SNL. But for all those people like myself, you, and how many times we sat there and watched that stuff, and it inspired us. I know it inspired me. I can speak for myself and say, man, yeah, laughter is the best medicine. And if you're having a bad week, throw some SNL on, and those guys will have you rolling, you know? And, you know, I heard rumor on the street that Brian Williams was supposed to be making a guest appearance, but decided at the last minute wasn't advantageous.
I talked with Brian today, and he said that he was there. He was the first helicopter to land out there on the tarmac.
Oh,
but he got
really,
shot down,
really?
So he wasn't able to make it onto the show, apparently.
Oh, well, Brian, like I told you earlier, if you hear our voice, you always have a spot here at Inside the Movies and More. We can't pay you. You won't have a lunch break, and you won't be the host. You won't be co-host. You'll be co-host of the co-host. But you always have a spot on here where you can voice your opinion and express your thoughts. But let's move on. I was ranting before you popped on here. I was ranting about the all-female cast of Ghostbusters because they took a picture at SNL of them. And let me tell you this. I am very mad. I'm very disappointed with Hollywood. I think that was a spit in the face because minus Ernie Hudson and Harold Ramis, there was two iconic SNL people that were in the Ghostbusters.
Right,
and,
Bill Murray?
And Dan Aykroyd.
All right.
So, honestly, guys, don't, you know, if someone just measures it, please hold production. Say, you know what, guys, I think it was just a bad idea. Let's even move forward. Sorry, guys. We're just going to can it. If this movie comes out, I am boycotting it to the day, to whatever. And you know what the crazy part is, right? People might get mad. I might get hate mail, but I'm not being racist, okay? I've met Ernie Hudson, okay? Ernie Hudson is a really cool dude, and one day at Vism Studios, we will hopefully, knock on wood, work on set with Ernie Hudson, one of our film projects. He is the coolest dude on the planet, awesome guy, talked to him for a good 35, 40 minutes at a conference, awesome guy, right? So you look at the new cast of Ghostbuster Girls, right? And they don't look, three of them don't look like any of the original cast, except one, the fourth one, the black girl. If you take her picture and you, the comedian, I don't even know her name, and they had her doing like a skit on SNL Sunday, I'm like, you're not funny. I don't know why people think you're hilarious. But anyways, put her picture up to Ernie Hudson. They got the same haircut, the same look. They had to make somebody look familiar from the original cast. Wow, Hollywood. Just dig the knife deep into the wounds of an iconic franchise, like you always do. That's like you coming to me and saying, you know what, we're going to reboot Back to the Future. And I swear to God, you guys reboot Back to the Future, I don't know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. But you know what? You know, and then, you know who the oddball was out of the whole thing? Well, first off, Paul McCartney. Wow, his voice sucks. It was terrible on SNL. I was like, man, buddy, time to hang it up, Beatles boy, time to hang it up. But you know who was worse? What the heck was Miley Cyrus doing on there? I was like, I'm seeing like this list, right? I'm like, oh, man, great people, I can't wait to see. You know, they threw back, they brought out all these people, then Miley Cyrus? Wow, SNL, what were you thinking? I mean, I know it's late night and you like to bring out the freak sometimes, but keep her away. Keep her away. But, you know, I was excited to see the Blues Brothers, you know. But you know who had the most, like, very, like, yeah, I'm Chevy Chase. Oh, I already gave his name out. Chevy Chase had the most, what's the best word to describe it when they, like, paid homage to him? Arrogant, egotistical maniac. Like, he was just like, yeah, thank you. I'm Chevy Chase, I know it. And man, Chevy, slow down on the ding-dongs, brother. Slow down, okay? My gosh, they showed you, like,
you're really jumping into track at Tuesday tonight, aren't you?
Oh, my God. I mean, Chevy. They're like showing like all you like all slender and like Chevy Chase, right? Like look at him, he's like hip and he's all yeah. And then you go up to that door and you didn't walk out, brother. You rolled out of that door. Woo! Buddy, your little cummerbund suit thing on your tux was about to pop. Slow down on the eating, brother. Same thing with Dan Aykroyd. My God, guy. What? You guys get old, you're just like, well, screw it. I'm just going to let myself go. Yes, you're iconic characters, and yes, you're iconic figures, but my kids will never know who you are. to me like, Dad, who's Chevy Chase? You know, who's Dan Aykroyd? You guys gotta at least keep up the appearance a little bit. But you know who doesn't age a note? You know who does not age at all? Actually, a couple people. Canadians do not age. Okay? Mike Myers looks like Mike Myers. 20 years. Look the freaking same, hasn't aged. Dana Carvey, yeah, sucker, that guy's aged. Got like a little turkey neck going. He's aged. But you know who don't age? Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy don't age. And you know what? From my dear friend, Garando. He's my dearest friend. He's also part of the Vision Studios. Like he will say, black don't crack, baby. Black don't crack. That brother looked like he went to a time machine and is aged. He's looked the same for like 40 years. Man, I hope I look like that in 40 years. My golly. Black don't crack. That's all I got to say. But you know what, Don? You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Today's been a good day. It's been a great day. Great day. I went, watched SNL, and thought about the show. Thought about you, my friend. Thought about your dad's show. And I say, you know what? Time to do sketch work. Break into the comedy business. Now, I'm going on a rant here and I'm going on a rave, and there are probably people listening to my voice and they're probably going, is he drunk right now? No, I'm not drunk. I'm just happy. Because you guys are the fans that listen to us talk every single day, and you guys are awesome. Now, before I keep going on, I'm going to shut up for a moment, and I'm going to let Mr. Don take it away. Now, Don, do you got like a $5 word we can give these people?
A $5 word?
$5 word.
No, I don't think I do, Scott. I don't think I have a $5 word.
I have one. You ready? I have one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Pisticular.
What was that?
Testicular.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said testicular there for a second.
Yes, that is testicular. I did.
Okay.
That's a $5 word, right? Think about that $5 word.
Go for it. Use it. Use it every day. Use it once a day.
So all those crazy people listening to our voice. You got to use that word. Use that for the rest of your day. Go up to someone and say that. I feel like I am testicular today. So, that's the word of the day. Look it up. Use it on the bus. Use it on a plane. Use it in a car. Ride a bike and use it. Call the mailman. But what did you really think about SNL, Don? Did you really enjoy it? I mean, I know you're an SNL fan.
Yeah, you know, I grew up with it, as most of us do. And I enjoyed the show. It was good to see a lot of homages being, man, you know, it's amazing how many of the, I don't want to say that there's like an SNL curse, but it's amazing how many young, up-and-coming talents died that were, you know, that were cast members or that had a lot to do with the show. And that was kind of sad to see, but you know, when you're dealing with live life fast, comedic talent, type personalities, I guess that's kind of the risky run a little bit there, you know? And I know that, in the early years, you know, those guys were all out, you know. It was the wild and crazy 70s and everything, and it was like, you know, everybody get out of my way because I'm having fun. Let's go. And, you know, the one of the things, too, is that you look at I mean, they've done this the same way for several years now, where it is, or at least the current iteration of it. There's your $5 word, iteration. The current iteration is that they go 3 weeks in a row and then take the fourth week off and show a rerun. And but in those weeks that they're doing the show, I mean, they're starting from scratch, walking in there on a Sunday, and they've got a host, and they sit down and they do a meeting, and if the host is Jerry Seinfeld or you know, Louis C.K. or somebody like that, they're coming in there with their own writers. But if it's you know, Lady Gaga or somebody, then they're coming in there starting from scratch, and they just grind out all of these different ideas for sketches. And, you know, a handful of them, a dozen of them make it in, a dozen out of three dozen make it into the show. And they're writing and rewriting all the way up until the final rehearsal at 8 p.m. Pacific. And a lot of that stuff gets changed at the last minute. And, you know, there's this remark that Lorne Michaels made. I think they may have caught him saying this on the special, but he said this for a while now. He says, "We go on at 11:30 a.m. every Saturday night, not because we're ready, but because it's time for us to go." Cool. You know, so how many times do they actually start the show at 11:30 p.m., and maybe they're not ready to go, but they go on because it's time to go. That's kind of like an old school kind of theater way of going about things. But I think that really kind of I thought that was a really cool way to kind of celebrate the fly by the seat of the pants thing that they've done. I mean, if you look at any SNL, not just any SNL series but any SNL show, There's high notes and there's low notes. There's things that work and there's things that don't. And like with the whole special last night on Sunday night, it was all about let's just celebrate those things that did work. And I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was good. And I thought it was a good tribute. And man, I can't wait to see what they do for the 50th.
Oh, I can't wait. And one thing I can say here is, man, you know, they're live too. It's live. They're saying it's live for Saturday Night Live. You know, it's Saturday night. You know, they're live. So whatever spews out of their mouth, spews out of their mouth, and we're seeing it. So, you know, the great thing is the talent that you have to be, you know, the improv, off-the-cuff moment. You know, yeah, they're scripting it out, but all of a sudden that script can be thrown out the window that very second. You know, that's the cool thing about SNL, and I think that you're right, you know, keeping I think that's what made it so successful is that, flying by the seat of your pants. Someone that ages very well, too, Martin Short. Martin Short has...
Since you're bringing Marty up, let me just say, Marty Short killed it. I mean, that guy...
He did!
He does not age, you're right, and not just, I mean, yeah, he looks a little bit older than he did in Three Amigos or whatever, but in terms of his energy, that guy is 110% still to this day. And I thought, I mean, to me, I mean, I'm a huge, huge Steve Martin fan, so I loved seeing him come out. I thought Steve did a great job. I thought my hero Jerry Seinfeld did a really good job. But when it came down to it, for me, Marty Short really kind of stole the show. He just owned that stage. He owned it, as he always does. You never see Marty Short on a bad night. Marty Short never has a bad night or a bad show. It's like he's always just so. I mean, you can set your watch by that guy. You're gonna see some talent if Marty Short's on that stage. All 4 or 5 inches of him.
Yes, he is a short mofo. Yes, he is. Well, guys,
that's what I love about him is he's so tiny, but he's so huge, you know?
That's right. Give it up for Little Man! Woo! Now, guys, this is all we have for the time today. We thank you guys for listening Inside the Movies and more and listening to us crazy people talk to you guys about SNL. And this was an SNL debuting talking show, so... minus the trash talking on the Ghostbusters reboot, not the franchise, but the reboot. So I don't consider them to reboot anything even close to the franchise. And Chevy Chase, lose some weight, get on some Pilates, do something. Same thing with Dan Aykroyd. I don't want to see you guys die. But other than that, and really, Chevy, take the banana out of your butt, dude. Come on. No one really cares who you are now. So anyways, it's Inside the Movies and More, guys. We thank you so much for listening. One thing like Scott as well as my co-host, Don. And you can check Don at Biblio Circus on Saturdays. And also, if you missed tonight's show at 6 p.m., Charlie Crime Buster. You can listen on Stitcher, also under our projects at Bism Studios Radio. Once again, guys, thank you so much for listening in. And you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Bye-bye now.